This is Steve. Can I help you?
Hi, Steve. It's Nadine with Local Splash. Is this a better time?
I got about 15 minutes here. And then...
Okay, cool. At least to kind of recap on it, you know. And thank you for, I just started with the sniffles all of a sudden. I'm like, oh my goodness, the allergies are kicking in. So bear with me if I sound kind of stuffed up. So the email I had sent you was back in July 23rd, as a matter of fact. So, just to recap on it, the Google Guaranteed is Google's pay-per-lead program. One-time $250 application fee. You fill out the application, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? Takes about 4 to 8 weeks. However, I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Once you are approved, we will follow up to notify you of the approval and to activate the leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? Now, the requirements is that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your profile, that you pass the background check, last 7 years, no felonies, and they only require the $1 million general liability insurance, whatever your state requires. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No license. Surprising, in California, they want a license for everything. I noticed how states differ, you know? But basically...
Yeah, we're not required in Illinois to have licensing for garage doors.
Oh, okay.
I keep assuming someday they're going to, but...
Right.
Now, if I was putting on roofs or doing plumbing, then I got to be licensed.
Yeah, and it's so weird because, you know, like in California, they're like, oh, nope, they need to have it because they see it as like you have the security to someone's home and business.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess each state, you know, differs, right? But basically, the activation budget is $400. That'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $30.67. Now, of course, if someone was calling you to, let's say, if you could fix their front door, okay, that's not a part of the garage door service. They have to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, credited back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, you know, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Google will assign a special tracking number that's linked to your phone. They have an AI system set up that identifies the qualified and unqualified calls. However, Local Splash is also monitoring it. So if we saw, Steve, that one slipped through the cracks, we immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. If you only received one lead in the month, what is left over in that budget rolls over to the next month. So that means the following month, you're paying $30.67 because you're actually paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. It allows you to cover wherever your insurance covers you. Okay. If you wanted to cover the whole state, you could. I don't recommend it. It'd put you out really far. Unless it was a really worth driving, right? For what you get paid on.
We try to stay within our 30-mile radius if we can.
That's perfect. You know, you could even pick the areas that you want to target. You could be super selective on the areas. If you go on vacation or you're too busy with work, you call us and you say, hey, pause them. We pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us back to say, okay, go ahead and unpause them now. So you have a little bit more control over it. But Google Guaranteed are the ones that you will see at the very, very tippy top of the page with the check mark that says Google Guaranteed. It'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
So it's $400 every month, so that's $4,800 a year for it.
I don't want to say it's every month because there might be a month you got 10 leads, right?
Yeah.
But if we're looking at, like, if you never, ever, ever requested, hey, I want to receive up to 20 leads in a month, let's say you kept it at the minimum monthly budget, then, yeah, you're looking at $4,800. I mean, but that, again, it's going to depend on how many leads. There might be a month where you got all 13 leads and they all qualified, or you got 13 but only 10 qualified. So then you're paying for the qualified leads the following month, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, so, it's 30-60 per qualified lead.
30-67, correct. So in your client dashboard, right, you're going to see the leads because they'll be labeled Google guaranteed. And it'll say qualified, it'll say unqualified, it'll say under preview, right? Which means that they're still, you know, previewing it. So you'll see what was qualified and what's not. I mean, basically, like I said, if they're talking about pricing, you're giving that estimate over the phone, or if you're setting that appointment to give an estimate, they're going to consider that a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's how it all works. The application fee is just a one-time application fee. You don't ever pay that again. And then until you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, there's not an activation budget until they call you to notify you of the approval and then to activate the leads within 3 days. Again, unless if you tell us otherwise.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay. So then is this a month-by-month thing, or am I locked into a year?
No, it's still month-to-month. Yep.
Okay.
I would say, you know, even giving it a fair 2 months, you know what I mean? But again, if you're like, you landed a couple of jobs and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to pause them. You can pause them. They're not going to limit you and tell you, oh, you already paused them 3 times, or, oh, you can only pause it a week. Like, there's no limit on how many times you pause the leads and for the length of time that you pause them. One thing I do say, like, I had one guy tell me a couple months back, he's like, listen, I'm super bombarded with work for the next 6 months. Can we just start it and then just keep it on pause until I'm ready? And I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't think it'd even be a good fit for you to start it at that point, because if you're telling me you're booked out 6 months, I mean, the whole reason for you getting approved is to at least activate the leads, you know, sooner rather than later, right? I mean, if you said, well, okay, when we call to activate them to notify you of it, and if you were to say, can you give me 2 weeks? I mean, that's a different story, right? Like, we understand sometimes it's like you got to wait a couple weeks. But if you're saying, I need you to hold off for 6 months to activate them, it doesn't make any sense in even getting you through that if you're literally turning business away, you know? So I advise them, maybe wait until when it's closer to you, like, not being booked out 6 months. Like, if you're booked out a month or even two,
yeah,
that's not bad. But when you're talking 6 months, it's like, then why even get the program started? Catch up first, you know? But yeah. That's how it would all work, basically.
So then we wouldn't be paying our monthly local splash then?
So you know how you got the $199 package, right?
Yep.
That's what you're currently paying. That $199 package, basically what that's covering for you is the local listing first page, right? The local SEO, the management,
mm-hmm,
the programming of the keywords and search terms and the Google Business Profile, but it's also managing the website as well and the directory submission. Now, I noticed you have like 16 Google reviews on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those same reviews will also show up on your Google Guaranteed profile because they're two separate programs, okay? So you would still have the $199 package, right? If at any point you decided, hey, after a few months, I'm really liking the Google Guaranteed, I don't want the local SEO, I'm not going to tell you that you can't cancel it. You can, okay, and stick with just the Google Guaranteed. But canceling that, we still got to manage your website. So there would be a fee for the management of the website, because you definitely want to have your website attached, okay? But yeah. To answer your question, yes, you'll still have the $199 package. I think your billing date is October 2nd. Okay.
Yeah. So we're looking then approximately $600 a month.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I would look at it like that only because there is going to be a month, right, where you're definitely going to pay the $400 and the $199, right?
Right. Right.
And then there might be some months where you're paying that same. Right? Or if you got 10 leads, then you know, okay, well, I'm paying what? $367 plus the $199. So yeah, the most that it would be, I would say, would be the $189 plus the $400, so $599. I mean, in my mind, I like to round off things. It's just easier for me to remember. But yeah. basically that's what you would be looking at.
Well, I guess we'll try it for a little bit, see what's happening.
Okay. And like I said, I mean, if at any point you feel like, hey, I don't even need the local SEO anymore, keep it with just the Google Guarantee. You always have that option, Steve. Even if you wanted to pause the Google Guarantee for a while because you're just like, okay, you know what, starting to get to be too much. We always have ways of working with you and to see what's going to be most beneficial for you, right? So
yeah.
Always know nothing's a contract, okay? But again, I mean, we want you to at least give it a fair shot to be able to compare 1 month to the other, okay? Let me do this. The billing, the only card that I see on file is a MasterCard. It says it ends with 4888. I don't see any
correct.
Of the other numbers because it masses it. Would that be
right.
the same card to
yes.
use? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then how soon do you think, Steve, you would be able to fill out the application?
Get it to me. Get it to me, and I will try to work on it.
At least within 7 days? Can you get it to me within the first 7 days?
Let's see. What's today? Today's the 29th. Yeah. I can probably have it to you by next Monday.
Perfect. Okay. I do want to schedule a client interview for you. It's like a 30-minute call. They just go over, you know, any questions that you might have on the application or what have you. How does your schedule look this week for the client interview? Just so that way they can go over any additional questions and details with you.
Nah, it's not going to happen this week because you caught me in a rarity. So we're going to be...
I know you told me that. Do you want it for next Monday?
Yeah, let's do it next
okay.
Monday.
Let's do next
let's see, next, yeah, I've got an eye appointment at 8 o'clock in the morning, so anything
okay.
after like 10:30?
10:30, let me look at next Monday's calendar. I show your hours of operation are 8 to 5, right? Monday
correct.
To Friday. Saturday and
mm-hmm.
Sunday is closed. Okay,
right.
Monday the 6th, I do have a 10 o'clock your time. Will that work for you?
That'll work.
Okay, I'll send you a calendar invite for that. I'm going to send you the application, and then let me see here. And you're going to upload on the application, you'll upload your certificate of liability insurance, okay? It's
okay.
just the one page. It's not all of them. We give you an example. When it asks you about the license, you're just going to put NA, not applicable, because it's not required for you. There's two companies that Google uses. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run the background check, we're going to call you to notify you because within 24 hours, you've got to respond to them. So we need you to be on the lookout for either the email or the text message. Now, one might ask you, upload the front and back copy of your driver's license or your state ID or your passport because they're identifying it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might tell you, put in your social, your name, your birth date because, again, they're identifying it's you. However, we will let you know who it is. Okay, so that you're aware, okay, Pinkerton's going to send me something. Usually they try to make sure it gets triggered while they're on the phone with you, so this way you're very well aware that, okay, that was them. Okay, you are also going to be assigned an account manager to your account. So not only do you have the team, but now we'll also have an account manager assigned to you, okay, which would be like
okay.
another point of contact for you here at Local Splash. And then, let me see what else. Once also you get approved, we will notify you, as I said, with a phone call. And then remember, within 3 days, they'll activate it. But if you're like, hey, no, I need you guys to call me in a week or 2 weeks, let them know that. The same reviews that are on your profile are going to show up on the Google Guaranteed. And then Google will also notify us. If you do also qualify for what they call max bidding, what that would mean is like if you ever decided, hey, I want to pay double the cost of that lead because I want to be closer to the top, you can do so. You have that ability, but Google has to notify us of that. Okay?
All right.
All right. Any other questions for me? You're going to get the receipt sent to you in the next couple minutes. And then the application, and I'm going to text you my contact info. So if you have any questions about the application, please feel free and reach out to me. Okay.
All righty. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed afternoon.
All right. You
Thank
too.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.